Continues the Gemara Daf Nun Tes Omer Aleph. V'ibo is Emo. The Gemara is in the middle of giving the following tirutzim to the question that was posed. The Gemara discussed as follows. There's a machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, you're coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pesach was on the Dorim side. You pass by the corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi called Dorim Ma'irav, and you continue on to Dorim Mizrach, and over there you do the first Karen. There's one, according to him, there's two Peroxin in this Bayi Sheni. You walk between the Peroxin when you exit, and you come out by the Dorim side. According to Bayi Sagulid, there's one Peroxin, the Gemara said, and immediately you come out from the right side, from the Tzofin side, and you go, again, you pass the corner of Tzofin Ma'irav, and you go to Tzofin Mizrach. Now, after that first application, according to B'yosek Lili Poshet, you go to the right. You go to the right, and next one after Tzofin Mizrach is Tzofin Ma'irav. That's to the right. And after Tzofin Ma'irav is Dorim Ma'irav. And then you finish off Dorim Mizrach. According to B'kiva, the Gemara says that you understand, you go to the Dorim side, the Pesach is over there, but after the first application, you don't go to the right, which would have been Tzofin Mizrach, but you go to the left, which is Mizrach Dorim. Now, the Gemara said before, the reason you go to the left is because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. You don't want to lose out on that corner that you skipped over. So now the Gemara continues, gives another teretz why you go to the left. So the Gemara in Dafnut Chesamut Bey said, one teretz.
The Machlaik is a bit Rami Yichesko, if you hold of Kalpinos. The Gemara says, no, everyone holds of Kalpinos. That's not the machloikas, my isle, my leste. The question is, yafino pnim echutz. After all, pnim is a small mizbeach, one amah by one amah. Chutz, 32 amas. So the din of kolpinos that we learn out from the kevesh, when you come up, kolpinos at the poina, after you're coming up from the dorim of the kevesh, kolpinos at the poina, lemizrach liyamin, that's the kevesh. But by you don't learn pnim from chutz. That's one teretz. Then the Gemara says, so in Chami, don't go to the right. But why do you have to go to the left? The Gemara says you go to the left because Eim Avin al Mitzvahs, there's a din, you dafka have to go back, even though you're supposed to pass the first Karen because V'yotzam chutz mizbeach, you have to leave the perimeter of the Mizbeach. But Lamais Eim Avin, you go back. But a couple of the first teretz was, Yafinam Pnim Mechutz or not. And this Gemara says another teretz why Rabbi Kiva goes to the left and not to the right. V'yiboy Seimo, Isvidalo Nakofa Begegel, if you hold that when you went by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you did it with your feet, not because you stood in one spot and you just stretch out your hand. If you hold that kofa beregel, that you actually walked around it. So the kulam lo plig diafinim pnim chutz. Then just like chutz is a hakofa beregel, pnim is a hakofa beregel, both of them are hakofa beregel, of course you go to the right. You learn pnim from chutz. The machlokes is,
you learn it from the
Mizbeach. You learn from Mizbeach. Mizbeach is the makar, yeah. That's the reason why the Goyen held very strongly in Bir HaGro that when you get an aliyah, the Mizbeach is the aliyah. The aliyah is the bima. The bima is connected to Mizbeach. All the dinim. So Zok the Goyen, when you get an aliyah, you go to the right, even if it means Derech Haruka. Depends where you stand. If you're on this side, then you go to the right, to the short way. But if you're on the further side, then even if it means that the aliyah is 5 inches from you, whatever, 2 feet from you, but you're on the right, on the side, the left side, you walk all around the bima. That's halacha. Come to the Goyen, very clearly. Okay. Derech, you always go derech yamin. The makar is derech yamin.
How do you know it?
How do you know what?
So you learn from the
you learn it from here, yeah.
What
do you say? Yamshal Shloim is the midrash. We just had the Gemara of Rambam Chetzki. Yamshal Shloim, correct. We see the paras are enumerated. First, Tzofon, Ma'irav, Dorim, Mizrach. We see it's enumerated to the right.
No, so if I'm sitting here to get to the Aliyah, you go around?
You go to the Goyen. If you're standing right over here, you don't go like this. You go like this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You mean, Kofir Shakapan Yemen, this is the Mizbeach. Uh-huh. You go to around the right.
That's why we do that today.
What'd you say?
That's why we do that today.
After you get an aliyah, you walk. That's there. That's correct. That's the answer. That's when you leave. But the Goyen says that when you get the aliyah, it's the same thing. You always go derech yamin.
Right.
Like the Mizbeach also was Derech Yamin.
When you leave, you go the longer way?
You go to Derech Arukah, correct. But the point is, when you get it, you also go Derech Yamin. If it's Ktsara, it's Ktsara. If it's Arukah, it's Arukah. Whatever it is, it's Derech Yamin. Zok de Gemara. The veil doesn't feel like that. But those that go like they go and you see someone taking the long cut, it's not because he's taking a stroll. Okay. It's because that's a din of Derech Yamin. Zok de Gemara. So again, the first teretz is, the second teretz actually went up to, if it's beregel, everyone agrees, the alfin and pnimi chutz. The machlekes is, ma'asov ha'kofer b'yad. Meaning, Rebbe Akiva that says, that you go to the left, is he don't learn pnimi chutz. Why? Because ha'kofer was b'yad. You stood in one position, just like we had in the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer said, b'mkoy mohoyo oimed. Rebbe Akiva isn't that cheetah. Cheetah from Tana Rebbe Eliezer. That you sat in one place and you stretch out your hands. One armor. So hakofer b'yad. So then you take it, don't learn pnimi from chutz. Umasov hakofer b'regel. Mashen Rabbi Yosi Aglili is like Tanakh Kamina Mishnah that Taka says hakofer b'regel. Now, the question that is posed by the Rishash, Gevaldik Kasha, other Chayim ask it also. The Gemara is saying right now, hakofer b'yad, then you don't learn pnimi from chutz, and then there's no din of kol pinois. One second. That means by yad there's no din of kol pinois, only by regel there's din of kol pinois? We find Beferish Halacha by Ner Chanukah in Tofesh Ein Vov that you go to the Kolpinos, you go to the right, you go towards the right by Kolpinos by the Yad, by the regal, by the Yad, I mean, or by Lulav, Nanuim. Clearly it's stated in Tofesh Nun Aleph that you go to the right. Ashkenaz goes to the right, the Nanuim. You go to the right first. So we see clearly by regal, by Yad, it's also to the right. Now the truth is, that's a Rishash Kasha. Well, oh, so that's a Chassam service teretz. So before the Chassam service says what you're saying, I'm thinking right now, we're saying that if it's halacha, if it's a kofa biyad, then you don't learn pnim from chutz. Not that yad doesn't have a right. Yad also might have a din of kopinus, but you don't learn, you're comparing it first, you have to compare it pnim to chutz. You don't compare pnim chutz if pnim is not similar to chutz. Maybe, but Akoponim, he doesn't ask. He asks clearly, B'yad should also have a din. Why should we differentiate if it's a B'yad or not? So the Chassam Sofer Taka says that all we're saying is that Yad is different than Regel. By Regel, you actually walk to the right. By Yad, you start from the left and you go towards the right. You start from the left and your hand goes towards the right. That's what it means that Yad is different. Yad is different than Regel, meaning that the Hazor B'yad would start from the left and go to the right. But it's not the pshat that you actually walk. Walking is different. That's what you're saying. That's Takaponim's mechalik. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So Takaponim, this is the second teretz. He boy say my third teretz is the kuli al makofa biyad. Everyone agrees that kofa is biyad, and that's what they did in the mizbeach apnimi. V'hocha bo kumifgi the machlokes is ma'as sovar yafinon yad miregel. Umar Sovar, I'm sorry, this is what we just learned. No, let me start again. Tapir Omet. V'boi seim yisvilon lakof b'regel tukam lo pligidi yafin im prim chutz. I've already learned prim from chutz, if it's b'regel. V'ocha boka mifigi. Umar Sovar kofa b'yad, umar Sovar kofa b'regel. If it would have been a kofa b'regel, then I've already would learn that. But it's not a kofa b'regel, it's a kofa b'yad. And a kofa b'yad you don't learn. V'boi seim a third teretz, the kulam a kofa b'yad. Everyone agrees it's b'yad. But the machlokes says, do you go for learn yad from regel? That's probably you don't learn yad from regel, and that's why it's not liyamin. It's kong to bekiva. It's a smoil. You're telling me in this last teretz kuli al makof is biyad. The machloekah says, do you learn yad from regel? Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the opinion hakof is biyad. If you look back at our Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion bimkoyma yoyim that it's biyad. Tanakama clearly says that it's not biyad. Tanakama says you walk around. Mizrach tzofen tzofen ma'ariv ma'ariv dorim dorim mizrach. Not that you biyad. So b'yosi aglili is Tanakama. V'sover b'yosi aglili akofa biyad. V'omek toni sefer Rabbi Eliezer oimer bimkoyma yoyimed u'mechata michlal Tanakama lo yisvirulei. He holds rather that you're not bimkoyma, not biyad. Elo machvata kereshanin meikogo. But rather the teretz, like we said, ma'asav hakofa biyad, u ma'asav hakofa biregel. Rabbi Kiva holds hakofa biyad, so that's where you go to the left, and he holds a kofa beregel, so you walk to the right. When, and like some Sefer says, when you walk to the right. When you apply with your hand without moving, then you apply from the left to the right. But you start from the left to go to the right. And that's what you do over here, according to Rabbi Akiva. You start off in the Keren Mizrochis Droimis. Now, the second application is not going to be like what you would have done when you walked, which would have been Mizrochis Tzvoinis, but rather you go towards the left. Now, why is towards the left considered that you're starting from the left towards the right? Because you're placing your hand now without moving on the Keren Marovis Droimis, which means that you're going to the left, which is the left of you, in order to go to the right, because the one after that is going to be weiter to the right of that, which means you're going to Marovis Tzvoinis. So you're going to the right after that. Now, this din of Kolpinus, the Goin in Bir Agro, when it comes to Chanukah, says, Avad, it's an important din, but it doesn't override the din of Tefach HaSomach LePesach when you light outside. That's another Nekuda. But a koparam b'chassam sevzi said is that the yad is avad liyamin too, just as a different oifen of yamin. You start from the left and you go towards the right.
Zog di Gemara, now the Goin takes out v'ibar yis'eimo, but he explains that the machlokes of hakofa b'yad or hakofa b'regel is ubehoka miflegi. Mar sov asoviv de mizbeach pnimi kesviv soviv de mizbeach achitzoin. Then when you go around, the posik says soviv. The posik says, So, if you learn soviv, the mizbeach pnimi is like soviv the mizbeach chitzoin. So that means you go around, you walk around. Umar sovar kula mizbeach pnimi b'mokem chad keren the mizbeach chitzin koi. The whole sides of the mizbeach pnimi is one amma by one amma. One amma by one amma is the keren, the actual corner of the mizbeach chitzin, which is 32 ammas. That's some keren. You don't walk around the keren. The Karen, you stand by, stationed by the Karen. You walk around the Mizbeach. So a mail of the Soviv that you have by the Chitzoin is not relevant to what you do now by the Pnimi. Because the whole Pnimi is the Karen of the Chitzoin. So mail, you don't walk around it, you stay over there. But when it comes to Mizbeach and Pnimi, you stay in one spot. Zog demo Tanya Om Rabbi Shmuel. Shnei Kohanim Gdolim Nishtar B'Mikdosh. The Goin takes out the word Rishon. There were two Kohanim Gdolim that remained from the Mikdosh. Zeoimel, that means there were two kind of gdolim. They were both alive. Not that one died. One of them was out of commission, and they both were around.
The leftover from the Rishon?
The Goin takes out the word Rishon for some reason, because there was no machleksin when it came to Mikdash Rishon. Maybe that's why. But Akoponim, they were remained over now by the Chuzman HaChurban. Zeoimel, Rebbe Eli, you always ask, what happened? Just ask the Kohanim. Well, here we see there was a machlokes, at least a mikdasheni, possibly, what actually took place. Zeoime beyodi kafti, I did it with my hand by the mizbech repnimi. Vizeoime beragli kafti, I walked around it. Like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Lili. Zenois and Tam Ledvorov, each one has a reason. Zenois and Tam Ledvorov. Zenois and Tam Ledvorov, sovet the mizbech pnimi, because sovet the mizbech chitzen. Zenois and Tam Ledvorov, kulim mizbech pnimi, bemokim chadi keren the chitzen koi. The whole mizbech pnimi is the size of one keren of the chitzen, and he didn't walk around that. That means that soviv doesn't mean you walk around it, but you stand around it. You stand in one place and you go soviv, but not that you walk around it. Now it could be that there is no machloikas. How could it be a machloikas? They asked what took place. There were two ways of doing it. Both are correct ways of doing the application of the kanos. You can do beregin, you can do beyad. It's not a stira.
Zog di Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Bim Koimah Hoya Oimer Du Mechate. This is Rabbi Eliezer back in the Mishnah. He says you don't walk around, you stay in one spot. Zog di Gemara, Mastisin Mani Rabbi Yehudihi. Now, there's a Mira Machloikas. We said in the Mishnah that when you put your fingers Lemato Lemalo, then it's going to drip back into your sleeve. And if your sleeve gets soiled and stained, it's a psul. So you have to go lemalo lemato, so it doesn't drip back in. Now this, we said in the Mishnah, is by the place that you're standing. Because when you're standing, your hand is not stretched out. So then, if your fingers are elevated up, then it drips back in. But if your hand is stretched, then you can go lemala lemato. So that means pashas by the keren, you're standing over there. You go taka lemala lemato. So it shouldn't drip back into you. But all the other three karnas, you can go lemata lemalo, and it won't drip anyways because you are stretched out. That's what it says in our Mishnah. So, but there's another way of learning our Mishnah. There's another way of learning Rabbi Eliezer the Tana or Bim Koimoi. Not like we just said, meaning like Rabbi Meir is going to say. We're going to say like Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn, like we just said. All three are lemata lemalo, except for the one right in front of you is lemala lemato. Rabbi Meir is going to learn differently as follows. Masisi mani Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the other sheet is Rabbi Meir oimer Rabbi Eliezer oimer as follows. Bim koima oimer du mechata. In your own place, you remain and you don't move around. Val kulo noy noy semi mala lamato. All of them, you go mala lamato. That means the one right in front of you, we said you can't go lamato mala because it drip right on you. Since the one right in front of you go mala lamato, so it shouldn't drip on you. So to the two next to that, you go lamala lamato, so like you do that one. The only one that you don't do lamala lamato, but rather lamata lamalo, is the one right across from you. Balachsoin. That's the exception. Chutz mi oisa shabalachsoin. Shenoisa mi mata lamalo. That you take go mata lamalo. Now the reason is Rashi explains as follows. If you're stretching your hand out across from you and you want to go mata lamalo, so you have to bend, and then you start from mata, you slowly lift your hand, mata lamalo, and you lift your back. It's much more easier to go bend it with your back and then lift your back versus standing bent and going bent the whole time, meaning going towards a bend. You rather start off as a bend and pick it up. That's one way of learning. It's one amma. It's one amma.
But you can't physically do it.
Why not? It's on your finger. It's on your finger.
But the shallow put your hands up.
No. This way.
No,
either
no,
it's
no. The malo mata means hand this way. Malo mata means hand this way. If your hand is this way.
No. Like this. Watch. The blood's on your finger. This is called lamalamato, like this.
No, but lamalamato is you have to go this way.
No. Lamalamato, where your fingers are pointed.
Your wrist. We had that before. If when that's why it gets down your sleeve. Your wrist is bent this way.
Right. When it's across from you, you're right. You don't have that bending the wrist. That is true. You don't have the bending of the wrist. But you do have the application. Is it lamata, lamalo, lamala, lamato? Is it going with your fingers down, going from top to bottom, or is it going from your fingers down from bottom to top? That would be the
tight. The wrist will always be down.
The wrist will always be down. You have to set it. Like you're saying, you can't flip your wrist.
We have two pound of gold, and his wrist goes up and his wrist goes down.
Correct. That's correct.
And how did he not burn himself?
It's two amas tall. Not so tall. He's taller than that. He's higher than that.
But the Aish is going at this time.
What do you say?
The terrors are burning at this time?
It's ready afterwards. But you put it afterwards in the middle of the Mizbech. You move away. You mechat to the kolim. It's there, but it's not burning. Now, this is the way Rashi learns. Rashi, at the end of the Dibah Maschel, V'akulonoi noisim malamato, the last five lines, Chutz moishe v'alachsan shirichoyko, v'imbo limshach mil malamato, v'go lo malamato, toirechuloi. Till the end to be kofuf. That's a longer time. I don't want to be kofuf all the way till the end after my job. But rather, I'd rather be kofuf in the beginning. And then you stretch, stand up straight more. That's easier. That's how Rashi learns. Practically easier. It's more of a terech the other way. Rabbi Eliyakim learns that it's pushed, applied better when it's from in a distance. When you go mimata lamalo, it's applied better. You push it applied better versus going down. That's what he says, a practical difference. But upon him, it's mamash and opposite. According to Rabbi Meir, everything is lamala lamato, so it shouldn't drip on you, the one right in front of you, so to the suit next to it. Masha ain't cane, the one across from you is lamata lamalo, because it's easier. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, everything is lamata lamalo. Because everything, there's no problem of dripping on you because it's stretched. Masha ain't came, the one right in front of you, is lamala lamato. So it's mamash the opposite. Which three are different than the one? According to Rameh, the cross from you is different than the other three. The cross from you is lamata lamalo. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite. Everything is lamata lamalo. The one that's different than the one right in front of you, that's lamala lamato. Zokti Gemara. So the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rameh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, this Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Mekoyma Oimer, Du Mechata. You stand in your place, Vakurim, no noisim, Lamata, Lamalo. Chut Mizusha, Yisilafon, Mamash, Shinoisim, Malamato, Kechla, Nitvis, and Mani, so your clothing should not get soiled. Zogmo, he's a man, Altarish, Mizbech, you go in the center. My Taroi, Omer, Rabbi Bashila, Palgi, the Mizbech. So right now, the Gemara says, Tara means half the midpoint, like the Yisoid is in the middle of the side, in the middle of the Amma. There's two Ammas, a high, so it's exactly by one Amma point. Palgi, the Mizbech. That means Tiago means midday, chatzos. So we see pal taro tiago means half. You don't put it on the ashes on the top of the mizbech, it implies. On the coals. With the seven applications on the mizbech, you remove the coals. So we see clearly it's on the side in the middle, but it's on the top. Al giluyah demizbech, it's on the place that's revealed. Revealed means you remove the coals. Kirachsiv, uketzem hashamayim shamayim letoyar. The sky is cleared from clouds. That's called toyar, cleared. Tanya chananya oimer. Now, where do you place it on the top of the mizbech? The top of the mizbech, there's a tzofen side and there's a dorim side. Where? Zog gemara, that's machlokes. Tanya chananya oimer, betzat tzvoini hu noisin. You do it on the tzofen side. Rabbi Yosef Yom Betzat Droimi. So you have a machlokes over here. Is it the tzofen side or is it the dorim side? The northern side or is it the southern side? The Gemara is going to say specifically why these places and not the middle. Zok the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. I want to finish the Omid. Let's see the Gemara. What's the machlokes? What's the said machlokes? The tzofen or dorim? Ma'asov ha'pischa bedorim koi. That means the Pesach is bedorim. Like we said, the Pesach of the Parochas is in dorim. So if it's from dorim, so then what? So that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, it's Bedorim. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita we said before. That's Bedorim. And the Parochas, you go between the Parochas and you come out from the Dorim. So where's the first application? We said, Yotze V'chutz L'Mizbeach. The first application is Dorim Mizrach. Now, if the first place application is Mizrach Dorim, the second one, we said, Yipoyne L'Smoyloi, is going to be Ma'irev Dorim. And then the third one is Tzofen Ma'irev. And the fourth one is what? Tzofen Mizrach. So where are you? You're by Tzofen. If you're by Tzofen, so you apply it by the Tzofen. That's where you place it by the Tzofen. You ask me why Tzofen, why the middle? Because that's where you end it off. Umasov epischa b'tzofen koyif. Okay, the opening is on the Tzofen. That's other Shita. So if it's like the B'yosak Lili. So mainly you start off Tzofen Mizrach. Then you go to the right. The next one is Tzofen Ma'irev. The third one is Ma'irev Dorim, and the fourth one is Dorim Mizrach. So where do you end off? Dorim. So mainly you place it by the Dorim on top because that's where you ended off. Zok Dimor, the Kuli Alma Mio, Hecha, the Gamrin Matonis, the Karnas, Hosim Yoiv. Where you finished off the Karnas, either you finished by Tzom or finished by Dorim, that's where you place it. Yoiv Al Gagoi, my time on Makro, Vetiaroi, Vekitchoi, the Mokim Shekitchoi Shom Tiaroi. That means the place that you were Mekadeshit, meaning with the Dam and the Karnas, Shom Tiaroi, over there you placed the Matonos on the top of the Mizbeach. Where you ended off, either you ended off Dorim, you ended off Tzofen, but that'll be the Machloikas. Zog the Gemara, Shori Adam, Hoye Shoifach HaYisoid, Magovi Shom Mizbeach Chitzoi. Now, the leftover blood from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's two holes. One is on the Ma'irev side, and one is on the Dorim side of the ramp. But not on the side of the mizrach of the ramp, on the ma'ariv side of the ramp. But it's on the dorim. It's right near each other. It's on the dorim after the ramp towards the ma'ariv, or is on the ma'ariv on the end. So the shori adam of mizrach primi you place on the ma'ariv, and the shori adam of mizrach chitzen gufa you place on the dorim. Zok the gemara shori adam yishev chayson marovi shem mizrach chitzen do omar kro. It says in the posik. Ves kol dam hapa yishpoch, and the end of the pasuk is el yisoid pesach oil moed. So what's the pesach of the oil moed? The ma'ariv side of pesach oil moed. So that's where you place it in that hole. V'chi nofik by upoga bereisha, and that's the one that you meet first. You meet that hole first. Now the question is, the Gemara brings a pasuk that the reason why you put it in that hole because that hole is pesach oil moed. But at the same time, the Gemara says, that's what you meet first. You meet that first. If you meet that first, so then it's what? Because of Eim Avin Alamitzvus. So what's the reason? Is it a Pasuk, or is it because of Eim Avin Alamitzvus? If it's because of a Pasuk, why do you need Eim Avin Alamitzvus?
Typically, it's Xeris HaKosef. It's called Dama Apai Yishpoich, where El Yisoid, El Yisoid over there by the Pesach Oil Moyed. So that's why it's the Ma'ariv side. Not because of Poga Begesha. Typically, it's Xeris HaKosef. So what do you need Emavirin? Again, the Gemara says, because you're Poga. Why do you need Emavirin? You have a Posek. It says clearly Pesach Oil Moyed, which is the Ma'ariv. Not because of Emavirin. So Rachmanim say, based on Tosin Daf Lamed Gimel, that says that Eim Avirin on the mitzvahs is only when you have two mitzvahs in front of you. You have two mitzvahs in front of you, then you do A before B. Mashe Enkein, when you don't have two mitzvahs in front of you, so then you have to come on to what? You need to come on to the Gzeres HaKosov, and you can't say because of Poga Bereisha. Because here Yitake don't have the Eim Avirin. It's not two mitzvahs in front of you. You have two holes. Oh. So Mela, it's because it's not Eim Avirin. Eim Avirin, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you to do now, so then you pick one. So that's you have to come on. So you don't learn something from Eim Avirin, but Mela, it's over here. It's like two meisim in one mitzvah. It's not like usually two mitzvahs that you have in front of you. Then you say Eim Avirin. Over here, it's two meises that you can do with mitzvah achas. Question is which hole? So then you come on to the Gzeres HaKosov. Tomorrow comes up because of Gzeres HaKosov. This is how the Tosfos Rosh learns. The Tosfos Rosh learns clearly that there's no limud of Marovi because of Eim Avirin, because no din Eim Avirin by one mitzvah, based on this Tosin Lamed Gimel. Now, the truth is, there are others that learn, based on Tosin Megillah Davov, that even by one mitzvah there's a din of Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs. If you have two mice in front of you, there's a din of Eim Avirin. So, Eba Zoi, what do you need a posik for? So it's brought down B'Shem Biskarov. That the Pesach has come to tell me that even Bidi Eved, meaning Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs, that means if you were Shoifach on the Yisoid Droimi instead of the Yisoid Ma'arovi, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Shori Adam. If the Pesach is telling me that Eim Avirin is Ma'akev, it's an equal in the din of Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs. That's why you need a Pesach, and the Gemara says, Pogle Bereisha. And Ritva is the third Pshat. He said what the Gemara is saying, when the Gemara says the Pesach that says, Yishbacha Yisoid Mizbacha Oil Asha Pesach Oil Moyed. That alone should be a reason why it's the Yisoid Ma'arovi, because it says Asha Pesach Oil Moyed. So why does the Gemara also say V'chi Nofek Bahu Poga Bereisha? Zok the Ritva, that the Gemara is just coming to explain the reason of the Pasuk. The reason why Yishoifach the Shiori Adam to Yisoid Ma'arovi is because it's Somach to the Pesach Eichel because of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. It's like a time of the crow. That's how the Ritva learns. Let's see the last Gemara. Zog the Gemara. V'shal mizbeach achitzon eishoifach ha-yisoid droimis. Masha'enken, the shori adam of the mizbeach achitzon, that you pour on the yisoid droimis. Tog moton rabonon. Yisoid mizbeach, ze yisoid droimis. When it says yisoid mizbeach, it means the dorim yisoid, the hole in the dorim side. At oim yisoid droimis, en elo yisoid marovis, meaning maybe it's yisoid marovis, like you do by the Mizbeach HaPnimis Yishori Adam, you pour in the Yisoid Ma'arovis. We're saying now Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Yishoifach in Yisoid Droimis, and the Pasuk that says Yisoid HaMizbeach. The Pasuk says, V'loch HaKoin Midomen Be'etzboi V'nos HaKalis Mizbeach HaOilo V'es Kol Doma Yishbach Yisoid HaMizbeach. So the Yisoid HaMizbeach, the leftover blood that you have left over from Mizbeach HaChitzoin, goes to Yisoid HaMizbeach. What's Yisoid HaMizbeach? You're saying Droimis. Who said it's Droimis? Maybe it's Ma'arovis like by Pnimis. Zog the Mora, just like when you go off the kevesh, you're coming off the ramp, when you go all around. It's similar to the yitzia from the heichel. My yitzia min heichel, just like when you exit the heichel. B'samachloi, the shiori adam of the mizbeach ha-pnimis, you place b'samachloi, which is marovis. So the ezez is a yisoid marovi, afir dosim in a kevesh, so when you go off the ramp, you come off the kevesh, when you go all around it, you're starting off Pinois Liamin. You're starting off to the Mizrach side. You're going to the Mizrach Yamin. So, and you go all around, and you come around to the Ma'ariv side. So Ma Ve'ezi said, Ma'arovi Afir Los Merakeves is B'Samachloi. Just like the Yerid of the Yitzir from the Heichel is B'Samachloi the Ma'arovis. So too Yeridos Merakeves is B'Samachloi. B'Samachloi is the Droimi. Ve'ezi Zay said Droimi. So the Shori Adam and Derech Achitzon is B'Samachloi. You end off when you go all around the Keves, which is Yisoid Droimi. When you go all around the Mizbeach, after you go up the Keves and come around back down the Keves, then you end up by the Yisoid Droimi. So by both of them, it's the B'samachloi. When you leave the Heichel, the Shiori Adam, the Pnimi is the Ma'arovi, because that's B'samachloi. So too, when you go on the Kevesh and you come around
the shorei adam of the mizbeach achitzon is besomach loy, which is yisoid roimi. So Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel loymer zev zeh yisoid maravi. Rabbi Shmuel says no, both were placed in the yisoid maravi, not just the shorei adam of the mizbeach hapnimi. Also, the shorei adam of the mizbeach achitzon was also in the yisoid maravi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai oimer zev zeh yisoid roimi. He says the opposite. Both of them are in the yisoid roimi, not just the shorei adam of the mizbeach hapnimi. Also, the shorei adam is beach achitzin is said roimi. So, like more bishlem Rabbi Shmuel kasovar yilmut sosim in mefurish. Bishlem Rabbi Shmuel that says both are yisoid maravi. You learn out sosum, but chitzani it doesn't say exactly where it is. Mefurish by the bizbeach apnimi, it says clearly in the pasuk asher pesach oil moed. Pesach oil moed means yisoid maravi. So I understand according to Rabbi Shmuel both are maravi. Why? Because you're learning out sosum, meaning this shorei adam b'chitzayna from the mefurish, from the mizbeach apnimi, which says clearly that it's pesach oil moed, which is ma'ariv. El Rav Shimon Yochai, why are both dorim? My timer. Om Rav Ashi, kosova pischa b'dorim koi. The pesach is in the dorim. So that's the reason why it's in the dorim. Since the pesach is in the dorim, zog ma tonet ve'er b'shmol, k'dvei Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Tonet ve'er b'shmol, learn like dvei Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And that Rav Shimon ben Yochai learns that it's bedorim. V'zeh, yisoy droimis. And both of them, the shorei adam and pnimis and the chitzoyin, were placed in the droimis. V'simonech, to remember that Rav Shmuel's beis medrash learned like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, is v'simonech mashchu agav legavra. So to speak, the talmidim of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, they were moishach Rav Shmuel's talmidim, the very Rav Shmuel, to say like their shita, that both of them were what bedroimis. That's mashchu agav legavra. So Rashi in the bottom, tonet Rav Shmuel, בדבי רב שמעון בן יחאי זה וזה יסוד רומי בבייס מדרש של רב שמעון בן יחאי הוי שוינים מישל רבי שמעול. Meaning, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they were shown in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shmuel, v'gorsin, and they were gorsin, zev zei se droimi. Loi ma choza boi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was choza, and he agreed to us that it's bedroimi. V'simen, zog Rashi, shloi tita loi ma zev zei se droimi, hoi shoinin, moshchu agavra legavra. Talmidei Rabbi Shimon, we're moshach as Rabbi Shmuel, to say kedivrein that it's bedroimi. Tos over here brings the moshchu agavra legavra, that there's a Gemara in Zvochim that says, That the Adrabe, the Mashchu Gavra Gavra, Rashi V'dir says, is Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel, Shem Rabim, Moshchu as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The opposite. That the Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel with the Rabim were Moshchu Talmidei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Tosis, so seemingly not like we're saying over here. So Tosis on the bottom fears Ois, and he says that Rabbi Shimon was Herich Yomim after Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel were Nimshach Lumad lefon of achaptiras rabbim, and that's why Taka. It makes sense to say that Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel were nimshach to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was marich yomim. So Mele the Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel followed suit to the memris to the limud of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We'll stop over here by the two dots to the bottom of the omelets.